In a few minutes, we're going to grab that draw box and we're going to draw some chocolate bars to keep you guys energized and sugarized. And then at the end of the night, we're going to draw for that penny board. Steph said, my name is James. I'm a pastor or a chaplain on campus here. And that just basically means that I try to help students pay attention to their spiritual wellness, their spiritual journeys while on campus. You might notice I'm wearing a pink shirt tonight. I actually see a lot of pink out there. It was the summer of pink, wasn't it? Why was it the summer of pink? Barbie, that's right. Anyone see the Barbie movie? Yes? Oh, yeah, you saw it. Pretty funny. My favorite line from that movie is when Ryan Gosling talks about his Mojo Dojo Casa House. Yes, I want a Mojo Dojo Casa House. What's interesting about Barbie is the Barbie doll was created for little girls to be able to see themselves as anything they could dream themselves to be, right? That's why there's all these different Barbies, right? There's the astronaut Barbie, the executive Barbie, the airline pilot Barbie, the doctor Barbie, the president Barbie. Unfortunately, I still haven't seen a chaplain Barbie, but maybe one day there'll be a chaplain Barbie and I'll feel included. So for you guys, for you university students, now is the time when you get to choose, right? You've been growing up imagining what you will be when you grow up. But the time has arrived. And probably tonight, I'm guessing dozens and dozens of times you've been asked what question? What's the start of the year greeting question that everybody gets asked? Hey, what are you taking? What class, what program are you in? What degree are you taking? And for some of you, you're going to be excited to answer that question, right? Who's proud of what degree they're taking? Shout one out for me. Woo! What are you taking? Computer science. See, he's not afraid. He's like, yeah, I'm taking computer science. Some people, I'm in engineering. I'm in earth sciences because I want to save the world, right? But for some of you, that question is not a great question because you're kind of like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. I'm taking physics. I don't know what job that leads to, but, trying to figure it out, right? I was an arts student, so I understand, I guess you're supposed to become a teacher, right, when you do arts? I don't know. But that's okay, because university, I believe, is that time in life where you get to figure this out. You get to figure out who you are and what you're going to do. And I believe it's a great time for you to figure out who God has made you to be and what he's called you to do in this world. You guys are going to be faced with so many decisions, right? You've had to figure out what courses to pick, what professors to take them with, where you're going to live, what party to be at, what club to join. UCM. What fashion fad to jump on. Should I still be wearing pink? It's now September. I don't know. But I do want to say one thing to you tonight. I think one of the most important decisions you'll make while at university is the decision about who you will follow. So the truth of the matter is all of us are following somebody all the time. Like when we're young, we follow our parents. And then as we grow up, we follow our teachers and we follow our family members and we follow our coaches. Right? There are people in our lives who influence us to the kind of person we become. In high school, maybe it's your friends. Maybe right now it's your friend group or the things you choose to surround yourself with. You've chosen to come to UBC, right? And not somewhere else. So we're always making decisions about who we're following and how we're going to be shaped. And so I want to challenge you tonight that while you're at university, this is a place where you will be shaped. But you need to take some ownership about how you're going to be shaped while you're here. Who you spend your time with, what you spend your time doing, and most importantly, where you find community, what kind of people you surround yourself with. I know for me, when I went to university, it certainly did. I was your age studying business administration, and it was in my first week that I stumbled upon a group like this, where there was a barbecue, And I got to know those people, and those people became my lifelong friends, friends that helped shape who I was while I was at university. And I discovered that God was not only just as present on campus as he was, that he was just as present on campus as he was in my church, that he was interested in my classes, my assignments, my feelings, my thoughts, my relationships, my whole life. And so that's what I want to challenge you tonight. And I want to say, hey, that's what UCM is here on campus to help with. We want to be a community that helps you find and follow Jesus. And we believe the best way to experience that is in community. So if you thumb through the stories of Jesus in the Bible, what you'll find is that Jesus loves parties and he loves handing out free food. No kidding. If you thumb through the stories of Scripture, you'll see that Jesus loved parties and food so much that someone accused him of being a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and a friend of sinners. Jesus ate with Levi the tax collector. He ate with Simon the Pharisee. He hung out with Mary and Martha. His most memorable miracle was multiplying loaves and fishes, and he turned water into wine. That was kind of my favorite miracle. And so when you read these stories of Jesus, you find that he's either going to a meal, at a meal, or coming from a meal. And that's because in the ancient Near East, eating with other people is a sign of friendship. And so what we want to say tonight to you with this barbecue is that's what we're saying, is just an extension of welcome. And we want to say bless you. And we want to say, hey, if you'd like to, you know, join us in community, we are here. And so throughout the year, we're going to meet every Thursday night at 7 p.m. in Arts 103. And we're going to be on campus present for you to come and connect. There'll be times of worship and speaking. Throughout the months of September, we're going to do tons of icebreakers so people can get to know each other. We're going to go on a retreat on September 22nd so people can hang out. If this is your first time going to our retreat, it's $50. If it's your second time or more, it's $75. And we just want to create opportunities for you guys to connect and grow in your spiritual lives. So thanks for your attention tonight. And can I just do one last thing with you? And can I say a word of blessing over you? So in the name of Jesus, I bless you. May you know that God loves you. And may you embrace that your story matters. And may he who began a good work in you bring it to completion, because Jesus changes everything. Bless you guys.